This is program number LW2684. Happiness. Real happiness. What gives a person real happiness? Hi, this is Larry West. A few years ago, the sociology department of Duke University did a study on what they called peace of mind. They studied hundreds of people both happy and unhappy, and they found 9 factors most likely to contribute to what they called emotional and mental stability. 9 factors. Got a minute? Here they are. Number 1, the absence of suspicion and resentment. They said nursing grudges is a major factor in unhappiness. You know, it's just, as one fellow said, no man ever did a designed injury to another without doing a greater injury to himself. A desire to get even replaces happiness in people's lives. You can't be happy and vengeful at the same time. Number 2, they found that people are happy when they live only in the present and in the future. They found that there are a lot of us people who are preoccupied with our past mistakes, our past failures, and that makes us unhappy. If what I'm saying here is your burden, here's a bit of advice. Accept, forget, move on. Great men have lived by that principle. Abraham Lincoln once told a visitor that in the Civil War, he did the best he could regardless of criticism. And he said, if the end brings me out all right, what is said against me won't amount to anything. But if the end brings me out wrong, 10 angels swearing that I was right wouldn't make any difference. That was his way of accepting the frightful responsibility of the presidency. You know, even though you and I won't be faced with his decisions, we do have some important ones we've got to make all by ourselves. And the way we react when we make bad choices could well be the real turning point in being happy in our lives. Remember the words, accept, forget, move on. Number 3. They found that not wasting time and energy, fighting conditions you cannot change, that promotes happiness. I like the prayer of Alcoholics Anonymous. It says, Lord, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Number 4, they found people are happy when they're able to cooperate with life, instead of trying to either demolish it or run away from it. You can't run away from life simply by changing environments, but if you need help, that's what we're here for, okay? Number 5, they found people are happiest when they force themselves to be outgoing with others, you know, instead of retreating within during the periods of emotional stress in their lives. Number 6, people are happiest, they found, when they refuse to pity themselves or try to justify themselves in easy alibis that make them appear noble to themselves and others. Number 7, they found people are happiest when they cultivate the old-fashioned virtues of love, honor, loyalty, and thrift. Those may be old, but they'll never be outdated. Number 8, they found happiness and peace of mind is cultivated when people don't expect too much of themselves. In other words, when you set standards that you can't reach, you're going to get unhappy. Finally, in their research, they found that people are happier when they find something bigger than themselves to believe in. Watch out for the false advertising. Egocentrics are never the happiest. Even Jesus Christ started out his Beatitudes by saying, blessed, happy, are the poor in spirit, whose egos don't control their lives, you see. Jesus describes how you can be happy when you find something bigger than yourself to believe in. He says, blessed, happy, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. He says, they'll be filled. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. I think it will help. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.